So nice to be with you Monday through Friday, noon to 2 here, or you can catch us on our podcast easily by going to thegreatvoice.com, downloading the whole series. They'll, in fact, then automatically send you the new ones as we come through every day, and you can listen any time of the day, and we'd love to be with you. Thegreatvoice.com, the podcasts, and I hope you'll join us. Even I figured out how to do it, and it sends me the podcasts every day. It's great. Music's missing on them, and that's a little odd, and there's some pauses and things like that, but I hope you feel it's worth putting up with that to keep listening. Meanwhile, it's all about Trump. It's all about Biden. It's all about the dysfunctioning state of affairs in our country. We have an attorney from Butzel practicing in the areas of white-collar crime, defense, SEC civil enforcement actions, and antitrust investigations. His name is George Donini, and he's here to talk about the fact that the former president, Trump, is dealing with a whole bunch of big legal cases with, now we heard earlier, Arizona might want to jump in the ring. And obviously, when there's that much going on, they're going to be colliding with the campaign calendar, which is, of course, precisely what these people are trying to accomplish. Mr. Attorney George Donini, welcome from Butzel. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here, Paul. Thank you for having me.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the work you've put into this and all of the different, all of the different indictments and when they're scheduled, which can always change, obviously. We had Professor Alan Dershowitz tell us yesterday that, like, for example, in Georgia, Fannie, whatever her name is, the prosecutor, lied, out and out lied, saying she's going to try this case within 6 months. 19 people and how many, 30 lawyers or 50 lawyers, whoever's got two or three, whatever they've got. There's no way. And he said she knew that. And so she started this whole thing about a lie with her own lie. And then he said, they'll go through all these different charges. They can even win some of them. But then the president will win with the Supreme Court and he'll be found guilty of nothing. But they'll have accomplished what it is they're trying to accomplish, which is derail him from running for president again. What do you say?
Well, Paul, that's a mouthfeel, a mouthful. You know, whether Ms. Willis lied, I can't speak to. I think that she has initiated a case, and she hopes to try the case within a period of time. So, you know, I can't speak to her underlying motivations.
How about this? Speaking from your own experience, would you go into a court situation with all of this that you know and proclaim that you're going to have this case in trial in 6 months?
Well, look, me personally, I think that's unrealistic with all that's going on. Four indictments, two civil cases, and one of those out of New York is a huge case. The other one, you know, he got found liable for sexual misconduct and a $5 million penalty, and maybe it's going to be increased by another 10. You know, I think it's unrealistic, but I think from her perspective, you know, she's not worried about those things. She's worried about her case, and she's going to try to pursue her case as quickly as she can. But again, with all that's going on, just in the four cases, the criminal cases and the two civil cases, she's going to have to get in line. I agree with that.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. All right. Give me some more take on this. Would you take on a case like this? Would you try to defend former President Donald Trump in a situation like this? A lot of these various charges and indictments and such, it appears, no one's quite talking about this openly, but it does appear that he's had some trouble finding attorneys.
Well, look, I've been through, I've represented a lot of people, been through a lot of cases, been through a lot of trials, and a single criminal trial, whether in federal court or state court, is all-consuming. You have to really dig in. You have to get to know the facts. You have to, you know, interview witnesses. You have to prepare intensely. And then when you're in the trial, it's all day, every day in the courtroom, and then all night prepping for the next day. So it is a marathon, not a sprint. And that's for one case. Having to deal with four criminal cases, two civil cases, you know, lawyers have to be prepared for the one case they're working on. And if there's not overlapping facts, you know, you probably do want other people to handle those. And I don't know anything about whether he's having a hard or easy time finding lawyers. But, you know, in the one case in Fulton County, Georgia, you got 19 defendants. So there's going to be a lot of lawyers who are going to be pretty busy down there.
And to get all those lawyers to agree on certain things is seemingly impossible. Be that as it may, do you see it possible for former President Trump to navigate through this minefield and still be able to actively campaign for re-election to be president again?
Boy, it is a that is a Herculean effort, I would say. Again, my experience working with my clients is I want their undivided attention. I want them working with me. I want them part of my team, because they are an integral part of preparing a defense. And if my client is not focused and not engaged, it makes my job a lot more difficult.
Would you, I know this is hyper speculation, but would you recommend that former President Trump take the opportunity to participate in the coming debate? Maybe because he has no idea how many other times he'll have an opportunity to just be talking about the things that are important. Certainly all of his problems are going to come up, but they're going to come up whether he's there to defend himself or not. It seems to me he should grab the opportunity to be on that stage and try to impress people who've not so far been impressed.
Yeah, look, I'm not a political consultant. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. So whether he should show up at an early debate when he's the front runner for the Republican Party, who has 50%+ approval rating, and the next candidate behind him, who I think is Ron DeSantis, has about 10%. You know, I don't know if it makes sense for him to get up there now because he may miss future ones, or whether it makes sense to wait. I really can't speak to that.
Yeah, but, you know, your points are excellent, same ones that a lot of us think about. What does he have to gain? It only seems as if he'd have more to lose than gain, but I don't know. This is so screwy and so unfortunate that our country is embroiled in this kind of a circumstance and situation. But I appreciate your expertise. How are things at Butzel?
Things are going very well. Thanks for asking. We are a Michigan-based firm. We're in other states in the District of Columbia, and we're continuing to grow our forces. So doing great things on behalf of our clients.
Well, you're certainly one of the most highly regarded law firms in the country, and we have you right here in Detroit. Thank you, George.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. George Donini, an attorney for Butzel, and giving us his thoughts and being careful, like he should be, with his thoughts, but we appreciate them. As we continue on WJR.